Okay, so Jenny, it's great to catch up with you in Canberra.
Thanks, Jess.
It's a bit cooler than the last time we met, which was in Port Moresby. But I just wanted to just get a bit of your thinking on the meeting of the Pacific Islands Development Forum, which is on Thursday of this week. This is the second meeting, as we know. So what do you think has changed? What more do we know about PIDF since it was inaugurated last year?
Well, we've seen over the last year a little bit more movement on the organisational aspects. So we've seen Fiji set up a secretariat, which demonstrates, I guess, a bit of longevity. There were a lot of suspicions last year that it might be a one-off summit and that it was really just an attempt by the Fiji government to show the forum it could do forum activities without it, but it seems to be a bit more serious now. Fiji has tried to expand the number of countries outside the region coming along, and we've seen some new partners apparently coming this time, even the likes of Venezuela and the Gulf States again, which is an interesting development that they're expressing a lot more interest in and not only funding the event but coming along. We've still not seen really a plan for the longevity of the organisation, so how it's going to be funded over the long term. These organisations, although Binarama seems to think they can be funded on the smell of an oily rag, we know that that's not really possible, so he's going to need to find some long-term funding. But certainly we've seen him not give up. We've seen a bit more interest from the private sector, and I think where he's really differentiated this grouping from the forum is in saying that he's bringing together the private sector with civil society and leaders, although he may not have all the leaders that he wants. But that is definitely something that's different from the forum, which has really struggled in its attempts to partner and have a proper discussion and an opportunity to sit down with the private sector and civil society.
Great. So one of the big names that's going to be in Nandi later this week is President SBY from Indonesia. So how significant is that in terms of either Indonesia's engagement with the Pacific, and are there any potential risks there for PIDF?
Well, it's certainly a big development. I mean, last year we saw, I think, Prime Minister East Timor come along, which was great, but really to have the President of Indonesia, such a significant country, and to bring a large delegation as well, I understand, is bringing a delegation of up to 100 people, which is really amazing. Now, I suspect that the Indonesian government is motivated a lot by their interest in keeping Melanesian countries on side vis-a-vis the situation in West Papua and trying to quell any further support for independence that might be coming from an organisation like the Melanesian Spearhead Group. But obviously you don't bring a 100-member delegation and be the chief guest at an organisation, at a summit like PIDF, unless you have other plans. And so I think this is a sign that Indonesia is looking to demonstrate its own foreign policy clout, that it has interests beyond Southeast Asia and is genuinely interested in the Pacific. From Fiji's point of view, I think, there are benefits in that they're seeking, obviously, investment from Indonesia, and they're seeking ties with many other emerging economies, and they've had some success on that front. So proving that they can attract someone like President SBY to their event is really important. I guess there are risks on the side of the Melanesian Spearhead Group, which has some members who are a bit more suspicious of Indonesian motivations on that front.
Yeah, and as we discussed the other day, the government of Vanuatu is sending its ambassador rather than a member of government, so that's possibly a reaction to that.
That's true, and I mean, the fact that we're probably not going to see very high level representation from the other Melanesian countries as well. In Vanuatu, as you say, Solomon Islands, and I'm sure Papua New Guinea with its current political drama is not sending anyone who's particularly important. So the presence of SBY certainly bolsters Binarama, but I think he may have some issues with encouraging his fellow MSG members to join the party.
So bearing all that, having said all of that, how significant is this grouping for the regional architecture at present and going forward? Because there's a lot of juggling around and movement and stuff going on. So where does the ongoing role of PIDF fit in that bigger picture?
Well, we've talked before, certainly, there's been questions before around whether this forum constitutes a real threat to the Pacific Islands Forum, and I don't necessarily think that it does, but it does provide another model of working. And now that we've heard Fiji say that it won't join the Pacific Island, rejoin the Pacific Islands Forum unless Australia and New Zealand exit the Pacific Islands Forum, they certainly seem to be sending a big signal that they prefer to have a forum on their own terms. And they've sent a signal that this forum is called the Pacific Islands Development Forum and they want it to run the way they've suggested. So I think they're putting a big stake out there to say this is our event and it's run on our terms, and we'd like this to be the primary regional forum. And whether they'll convince other Pacific Island countries yet to be seen. I think they've got a long way to go there, because the Pacific Islands Forum has such a big historical role and has many responsibilities beyond just having an annual leaders meeting. So I think, you know, we're really going to have to see the PIDF step up its activities in the next year to be able to prove to other Pacific Island countries that it has some value.
Okay, great. Thanks for that, Jenny. We'll look forward to seeing what transpires after Thursday.
Thanks, Jessica.